Closer Look.
Hi, welcome to Closer Look. I'm Billy Wright. Stephanie Lieber, Executive Director of Immerman Angels, is joining me to talk about the support they offer to those fighting cancer.
Immerman Angels is a peer-to-peer cancer support organization. What that means is we match cancer fighters, survivors, pre-vivors, and caregivers with someone who's been through something that they have been through. Like many circumstances in life, talking to someone who has walked in your shoes, experienced what you have experienced, is really crucial. And the same is true in a cancer journey. Being able to ask the tough questions, talk to someone who's been there, get support. It's really, really important for the cancer fighters and the folks that are supporting them, their caregivers. So we provide peer-to-peer cancer support.
What got all this started?
This all got started by Johnny Immerman. Johnny was 26 years old, on the precipice of his life, figuring out who he was, who he wanted to be, when he was diagnosed out of nowhere with testicular cancer. And he had a rough go, many surgeries, a year plus of chemo and other treatments. And he had an incredible support system. He always likes to tell the story of his, you know, his chemo infusions. The rooms were filled to the brim with his friends and family, all there to support him. And despite that, he said, "I never felt more alone, even though I was surrounded by people, surrounded by love." He said, "I couldn't turn to my mom and say, 'Hey, mom, what's it like to date after you have testicular cancer?'" His best friend couldn't tell him, "You know, will you ever be able to work out again? What kind of diet tips do you have? How do I talk to my boss about cancer and work?" He felt so isolated because he didn't have anyone he knew like him. And so when he was out of his cancer treatment, he thought, "I want to do something about this. I want to make sure that folks out there have someone they can talk to, that they can relate to, who's experienced what they have experienced." And that is how we got to Immerman Angels. And that was, gosh, that was 17 years ago. And in those 17 years, we have made over 35,000 matches between cancer fighters, survivors, pre-vivors, and caregivers. We've built this incredible network and foundation of mentors that at this point are about 14,500 strong that we have trained and registered. And what that allows us to do is, because we have such a huge bench of mentors to choose from, when someone calls us with a rare form of cancer, a very specific kind of request, we can really customize those matches. So it's not just you have breast cancer and you have breast cancer. It's you have triple negative breast cancer, you're a young mom, you're about to have a double mastectomy, and you are a marathon runner, and you want to know what it's going to be like to run after a double mastectomy. We have that kind of detail and that level of specificity in our network. And so we like to match based on that, knowing that people are more than their cancer diagnosis.
I would imagine there's a lot of behind the scenes that goes on into deciding who's going to be a mentor and who's going to be their match.
Yes, that is so true. And I always like to say it's a little bit of head and a little bit of heart. And really, the head and the heart come from our team, our incredible team of cancer support specialists. Those are the folks who do all of the assessment and intake calls from the people who are looking for support, but also the people who are signing up to give support. So we go through a pretty rigorous assessment to really understand the details of who this person is, what kind of diagnosis they have, what they know about their treatment, who they are as a human, what's important to them, because our staff likes to ask questions and sort of do a lot of follow-up to make sure we know what's important to them in a match. For some people, it may be, "I want to talk to someone who's going to be on the exact same chemotherapy regimen as me." But for others, it could be, "I want to talk to someone who is a young father and had to tell his kids what it was going to be like to watch him go through chemo and lose his hair," and whatever it may be. So for us, it's really getting to the heart of what's important to the support seeker.
And what if you've been through the fight and you want to become a mentor angel? How does that work?
I love that question, because I think sometimes we think that the only benefit of this service and this program comes to those who are seeking support. And it is true. It is immensely powerful to talk to someone who has been through it and to see a path forward. It's also immensely powerful when you have been through an experience like cancer, either as a survivor or as a caregiver, to throw the rope back and say, "I want to do something with everything I learned. I want to turn this awful journey into something powerful and meaningful." And so folks who want to support someone who's going through something similar, who want to be a mentor angel, they sign up sort of similarly to the way our support seekers do. They go online, they fill out a form. We do a rigorous assessment with them too, because we want to make sure we have all the details on who they are and what their cancer journey was. And we hear all the time from people about how meaningful and impactful being a mentor was or is to them, and really help someone who's going through what they know and what they lived.
This is Closer Look. I'm Billy Wright. Stephanie Lieber with Immerman Angels is joining me. What do the angels and those fighting cancer do together? Is it just conversation? Is it something that they decide together?
It is. We always like to say it's really up to the support seeker. Some people want to talk on the phone or do a video chat once, twice, three times. Some people want a much more deep and sort of meaningful dialogue or relationship. We have many, many mentors who have kept in touch with their support seeker for years. We have events throughout the year where sometimes people fly from across the country to meet their mentor angel in person. I heard a story a few weeks ago about a caregiver mentor who drove 5 hours to show up at her mentee or her support seeker's husband's surgery so that she wasn't alone in the waiting room. It really depends. And we always like to say, as I said, follow the lead of the support seeker. They will tell you what they need and what they are ready for. And that's how we always like to base it.
And for someone just getting that cancer diagnosis and they're listening right now, where should they start?
They should start at immermanangels.org, I-M-E-R-M-A-N angels.org. You can find a ton of resources there, not just about our work, information on diet, information on wigs, information on family planning, all of that stuff you can find on our website. But you can also sign up to get support. You can sign up to give support. And that's where you start. And from there, our staff find the perfect match for you so that you're not fighting this disease alone.
And there might be someone listening who just got the cancer diagnosis, but might be a little reticent in calling and starting the process. What would you say to them?
I would say to them, it's worth a call. It's worth a shot to talk to someone. We hear over and over again every single day. It's interesting. I got an email from a woman who's 75, who's about to have a kidney removed because she was diagnosed with kidney cancer. And she said to me, listen, being able to talk to someone who knew what that terror felt like made me feel more normal. And that's really what this is about. It's about making sure that you are not alone, that you are not isolated, that you have someone who has lived through what you've lived through and can point you on the path forward.
What has been some of the responses that you've heard from both the mentors and the mentees?
You know, one of the most interesting calls I ever sat in on was a parent who had lost their only child to leukemia. I think their son was probably 23, 24. And he told me that he and his wife were pretty much unable to leave their house for almost a year, inconsolable, their only child. And after a year, he said, I knew I needed to do something that was going to sort of change this trajectory I was on. And I signed up to be a mentor so that this experience I had could benefit someone else. And he said he had no idea how healing this would be for him, how he could build resilience through this experience. The trauma of losing his child to cancer was, he was able to transform that and help someone and provide guidance and provide support to someone who was going through a similar experience. So, you know, we hear stories every single day from folks who are benefiting from the idea that someone has been through what they have been through. Being able to share that with someone who gets it.
This is Closer Look. We're talking about the support for those going through cancer treatment, those living with the disease, and their families. I'm Billy Wright. Stephanie Lieber with Immerman Angels is joining me. What kind of trackable impact have you guys had on those fighting cancer?
It's a great question. Measuring success is really important to us. We like to stay in touch and be in touch with both our mentors and our support seekers throughout their journey. So we certainly, we talk to them throughout the matching process. We provide a survey that gets some really interesting data, both at the 1 month after match and 6 months after the match, to see how they're doing. And what we have learned is an Immerman Angels match makes you feel less isolated, less anxious, less alone than you were before you got matched and were able to talk to someone like you. What we're really interested in doing, and we're starting to do this, work on this with some of our hospital partners, is to really understand some of the longer term health outcomes. How does psychosocial support, how does having that peer support impact health outcomes? Are people more likely to take their medicines? Are people more likely to go to the doctor? Are people surviving longer when they have the right psychosocial support? And those are the things that I think the pandemic has allowed us, I believe, and given us an invitation to talk a lot more about mental health and loneliness. And I think we are starting to do a lot more work in understanding the health impact of both of those and how programs like Immerman Angels can help really move the needle on health outcomes by providing crucial, crucial psychosocial peer-to-peer support.
What happens if there's a pairing that just doesn't seem to work?
It happens. You know, it happens. It happens. And that's part of the reason we like to touch base with our mentors and our support seekers frequently. So occasionally we hear from someone who says, hey, this person, you know, seems great, but it wasn't a great fit. Or, hey, it turns out this person had a different kind of treatment. Occasionally our mentors have recurrences. And so that sometimes happens where we have to rematch. But we are here to make sure that we provide the best match for our support seekers. So when that happens, we very quickly rematch and follow up to make sure that it's a better fit.
Are there ways to volunteer with you guys?
The most important way is thinking about whether or not you have an experience with cancer and signing up to be a mentor. If you have survived cancer, if you have been a caregiver for someone, if you know of someone who fits that bill, please send them our way. We care a lot about making sure that our mentor pool is diverse and represents all kinds of different cancer types, different backgrounds, different experiences, so that when someone comes to us with those unique attributes, we can find the right match. So the first thing I always like to say is sign up to be a mentor if you have cancer experience. Beyond that, we have events throughout the year that we host that we're always looking for volunteers. And then the other piece that I always like to highlight is we have a running group with Immerman Angels. It's called Team Immerman Angels. And we have folks who run the New York City Marathon, the Chicago Marathon, and the Berlin Marathon, raising awareness and money for Immerman Angels by participating in the marathon.
What do you want most people who have been touched by cancer to know that would give them some hope?
You do not have to go through this alone. Our vision is a world where cancer is not a solitary experience. And that is why we are here, so that you don't have to face this disease alone. You don't have to have all these unanswered questions, unanswered thoughts. You don't have to feel isolated from the world. There are people who have been there and experienced it who want to help you get through this. That's why Immerman Angels is here.
Stephanie, anything we missed that you want to let people listening know about?
I just want to encourage folks to come join our community. You know, if you need support, come find us. If you want to give support, come find us. If you think, hey, I can't do either of those things, tell someone you know about us. It is a free service. We want to make sure that people know about us when they need us most.
Thanks again to my guest, Stephanie Lieber with Immerman Angels. You can learn more on their website, immermanangels.org. For a closer look, I'm Billy Wright.